Pergel Mishnah Tess, the ninth mission in the fourth chapter of Kedushin, continuing to discuss other topics that we were discussed earlier in this Masechta, namely that a father has an ability to give his daughter for Kedushin when she's younger, she's a Na'ara. Either he can do it, or he can also use a Shaliach. Also, a woman has an ability to appoint an agent to accept Kedushin on her behalf. Our mission will discuss when we have different conflicting ways of receiving, of betrothing a woman, which one takes priority and what kicks in first. The Mishnah begins, Mishnah Nasan Rishush Lishlucho, Lekadesh Es Bito. A father authorizes a Shaliach, an agent, to give his daughter in Kiddushin, in betrothal, when she's a katana, when she's a nara. What ends up happening? Halachu v'kitcha. And in the end, he went out and accepted kesef kiddushin on her behalf. Im shelo kadmo kiddushav kiddushin. If the money that he received happened before the agent that he appointed received the money, then his kiddushin is valid. Im shelo shaluchu kadmo. And if the money was received by his shaliach, his agent, before, kedushav kedushin, then his kedushin is valid. Meaning, whichever person receives the kesef kedushin first. Vim eno yadua, shneim nosim gay. Let's say we are unsure who exactly received the kesef kedushin first. We do not know who received it. Both of them, both of these men, who allegedly betrothed this person's daughter, must write the daughter a get. Or what can happen? Himratsu, echad nosin get, v'echad kones. Or one person can give a get, and the other could in fact marry her. V'chein ha'isha shenasin ha'rishus l'shlucha l'kadsha. And similarly, a woman who authorizes an agent to be mekadesher, i.e. to receive money, kesef kedushin for her, what did she do? She went out, she got herself betrothed, meaning she accepted money from another person. If she received the money before her agent did, then the kiddushin is valid. And if the agent received money before she received money from this other person, then that kiddushin is valid. And again, if it is not known who received the money first, who accepted the kesef kedushin, shneim nosnim la get. Both individuals, the person who gave the shaliach or shaliach the money, and the person who gave her the money, must write her a get, because we are unable to ascertain who exactly was the one who was first, the one that accepted the kesef kedushin either on her behalf or the lady herself. Vimratzu, echad nosin laget, the echad kones. Similarly, as in the previous case, if they want, one person can give a get, and the other one can continue and marry her. We have to ask ourselves an important question. Why did our Mishnah feel that both of these cases, the case of the father accepting Kiddushin on her behalf, or appointing an agent, or a woman, when she's older, appointing an agent or accepting Kedushin on her behalf. Why do we need both of these cases for it? Why is this Mishnah even mentioned in this parak? What is the connection to the previous Mishnayos in this parak? So the Gemara goes on to explain the following. That since the father knows about lineage, father knows about who is kosher, who is a pugel, who is inappropriate for one person to marry, the woman does not, we might think that the halacha is, if the father's preceded, his kedushin only happens when it's an actual father, and not the woman herself. After all, she isn't knowledgeable regarding the lineage, and therefore, she wouldn't rely on her kedushin, and potentially she would cancel the shaliach, the agent that she appointed, thinking that perhaps father could find a better person of more yichus than the one she had found. On the other hand, we could argue But a woman is careful to choose a husband who's more suitable for her. As opposed to the father, maybe he's not as careful. And therefore, the halakha, that if her preceded, if her test of kiddushin preceded the agent, we might think that only applies to a woman herself, but not to her father. Because maybe in the case of the father, what happened? In the case of the father, we got a little nervous. In the case of the father is saying, you know, what's the reason why gave her kiddushin to begin with? He thought his agent wouldn't find a proper husband. But instead, the Mishnah is teaching us something very important. The halacha applies to a father who authorizes a shaliach to give his daughter a kiddushin, and to a woman who authorizes a shaliach to give her kiddushin. We might think that each one, shall we say, is different than the next. But the answer is no. In both of these cases, it is first come, first serve. Whatever happens first, that kiddushin is in fact valid. Mishnah Yud in Perek Daled. Mishiyatzahu v'ishto l'medina sayam. If a person went with his wife to a far away distant land, uvahu v'ishto uvana v'amar, and he and his wife and his children come, and he returned with his wife and the children after a very long period of time, and they say, isha shiyatzas imi l'medina sayam, arehizo, elu vaneha, the situation where a person goes to a faraway land with his family, and he comes back after a very long period of time, and he says, this woman who went with me on this trip, this faraway place, these are her children. He doesn't have to bring proof. He doesn't bring proof that this lady is his wife and his children are, in fact, his. He is believed that she is a proper descent. And he's believed that this really is his wife who traveled with him, and already when they got married a number of years earlier, the person who arranged for the marriage ensured that it was a proper and valid marriage and that the yichus was appropriate, or that the children are really theirs and then they weren't born outside of wedlock. The reason we're not so concerned that we assume that these children are really her children, the Gemara goes on to say, they are hanging around there, they are spending time with her, they are clinging to her. And if a woman was really not the mother, she would say, these are not her children. She would argue, and she would in fact protest having children when they are really not hers to begin with. Next part of our Mishnah, Mesa, Ve'ilu Vaneha, Meviraya Al-Abanim, Ve'ino Meviraya Al-Ha'isha. If this person comes back from this trip, and he says, the lady went with me to Medina Sayam, to this far away place. She passed away, she died. And these are her children. In such a situation, he must bring proof that these children were born to him by his deceased wife. But he does not have to bring proof. He does not have to bring evidence that she, that his wife, was of proper lineage. Why? Because he is believed that the woman who went with him is the woman who passed away, and again, she was already investigated, she was already checked out at the moment that they were married. At the time of the marriage, she was checked out by the Masada Kiddushin, she was checked out by the local court in order to permit the marriage to take place, and therefore he doesn't need to bring a proof of her lineage, only that these children that he claims are his, are truly his.